This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, today we're going to talk about the power of words. Whenever I hear people say that words have no power, I ask them this question. Is there a conversation you can remember word for word where somebody said some things to you that hurt you and you say, oh yeah, I can remember those conversations? Can you remember a time when someone just let you have it verbally? And to this day, 10 years later, 20 years later, maybe 50 years later, without too much effort, you can recall the words, the powerful, hateful words of another person. And you say, yes, and everybody does, but before you're too quick to do that, remember there may be somebody who does that memory exercise with you. You're the one who said the words. You're the one who leveled somebody. You're the one who let somebody have it and said, yeah, I took him down a notch. Well, I took her down a couple of notches, and yet we brag about our words that sometimes we don't realize that the words are the real test of who we are, according to Jesus, not according to me. Not according to a psychologist, not according to the culture. Words reflect who we are as people. And so today, a message about words, to me, is one of the most frightening passages in all the Bible. In all of the New Testament, in all of the Sermon on the Mount that we study, that we've been studying and will study for the next few weeks, today you're going to read some words that I think are frightening because Jesus is talking to you. He's talking to me about something that we think is no big deal, the way we talk. I remember hearing Paul Harvey quote a rock star on his program in one of his broadcasts, and the rock star was defending the lyrics that they used in their music as if it's no big deal. And he said this, they're just words. They're just words. Somebody needs to tell Jesus that they're just words. Somebody needs to tell the Lord God Almighty they're just words, because the words reveal so much as the real test of a man or woman's life. Let's bring it up in Luke 6, exactly where I left off. Last week, we're in verse 43, and then we're going to look at a parallel passage in Matthew, the same message, but quoted a little differently by Matthew. No good tree bears bad fruit, verse 43. Nor does a bad tree bear good fruit. Each tree is recognized by its own fruit. People do not pick figs from thorn bushes or grapes from briars. The good man brings good things out of the good stored up in his heart, and the evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in his heart. For out of the overflow of his heart, his mouth speaks. Listen to that last sentence again. For out of the overflow of his heart, his mouth speaks. And then if we could bring up the parallel passage in Matthew 12. Jesus is speaking, and he says this, but I tell you that men will have to give account on the day of judgment for every careless word they have spoken. For by your words you will be acquitted, and by your words you will be condemned. Listen to that again. For by your words you will be acquitted, and by your words you will be condemned. They're just words. They're just words. Somebody needs to straighten Jesus out, because Jesus said, by your words you will be acquitted, and by your words you will be condemned. Well, in actuality, some of the most frightening words in the New Testament from the Sermon on the Mount about words. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. Be sure to look at visual stories on crosshope.org. God bless you. Thanks for listening.
Been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.